YSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Philadelphia, a hearing on the legality of Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes is now over. The hearing anyway. Musk, who supports Donald Trump, had been ordered to appear and testify about the contest, which may be breaking election rules. John Summers with the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says, though,
this morning, D.A. Krasner was here to testify. Elon Musk didn't show.
Trump is headed to the Southwest today, and so is Kamala Harris, says ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
She's heading out west today to make those stops in Arizona and in Nevada. And when you look at her schedule in this final sprint to Election Day, this is it. This is her big focus on those two states before traveling back to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina in the final days.
The Commerce Department reporting a key inflation gauge has dropped to just above the Fed's target rate. Consumer prices rising only 2.1%. from a year ago. Tomorrow we find out jobs numbers for October. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When former President Donald Trump rallied supporters at the Resch Center in Green Bay Wednesday, many of those attending were sporting number 4 jerseys as Packer legend Brett Favre made his endorsement of the presidential candidate.
I have not done an event like this before, but I decided it's time. Why? Why do I even have to explain why? Because the stakes are incredibly high.
Trump will make another appearance in Wisconsin Friday at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison last night, rallying her supporters with a concert and party-like atmosphere to encourage young voters to participate in the election process. The rally included performances from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, Aaron Dessner, Matt Berninger, and Remy Wolf. Harris will return to the Fox Valley Friday for a Get Out the Vote rally in Appleton. The time and location has not been released yet, but is expected to be in the afternoon. Later Friday, she has a rally scheduled in Milwaukee. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Wednesday that he thinks Democrats will cheat in the November election, but wasn't more specific in his allegations. Quote, Democrats oppose all efforts to secure elections. In other words, they want to make it easy to cheat, which means they want to cheat. Johnson wrote on X, the social platform formerly known as Twitter. Johnson said, quote, how much cheating will they get away with? The senator didn't detail any substance to his accusations, although multiple court rulings and a statewide probe found no credible evidence related to any widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The issue remains a rallying cry among some GOP supporters. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. It's supposed to play is turns and points, so and that's what happened. So that's
good
just
morning,
our way
can
of
you thinking. Hear me all
Matt LaFleur
right?
says the rookie gets
just
better
fine.
Every
me?
Week.
Yep,
it
we
seems
hear you
to
great.
Me that he's developing a better routine.
Perfect.
I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
An eerie day today, stuck under cloudy skies with scattered showers and light drizzle, not to mention vicious winds. They're not only crashing our temperatures this evening, but creating spooky wind chills as they gust to near 40 miles per hour. This will plummet our overnight lows to the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Tringy Olson and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, Todd Albaugh is back on the road. He's on the What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. Continues today. They're stopping in Wisconsin Rapids at the WFHR, WIRI studios. You can join Todd, Trigvi Olson, Reed Galen, and their guests for another great stop across the state in Wisconsin. Todd Albaugh today from noon to 2 p.m. Very glad to have our next guest join us. He is the chair of WISDEMS. Ben Wickler is here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
You look pretty awake. You look pretty conscious. I follow you on Twitter, and like you are all over the place, man.
We're in the final stretch here, right?
I wanted to start out with something which just seems to have blown up in the last couple of days. And I find it interesting because this ad that Matt Nair on Air received from a completely legitimate and totally real super PAC, Ben, we started playing this about a month ago, and now it seems to be getting reaction from some people on the Fox network. Calvin, can you play that ad that we have from this completely legitimate and totally real super PAC? Take a listen to this.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband, or my sister, or my garden club, or my Facebook friends, or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us.
Yeah, we started running that, Ben, about a month ago, and all of a sudden now there are some national ads that are kind of picking up on that same theme, shall we say, about your vote is private. When you go in to cast your ballot, no one knows how you vote. Now, this is getting some extreme reactions from some people on the right. Calvin, let's play clip number 2 from Jesse Waters on Fox.
And if I found out Emma was going into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Harris, that's the same thing as having an affair. That to me.
Oh my God. Let him finish. Jesse. It's our day.
That violates the sanctity of our marriage.
Preach on, yes.
What else is she keeping from me?
Exactly.
What else has she been lying about?
Why would she lie to you? Roll the credits.
Jesse,
have you threatened her? Why would she lie to you?
Oh, they want me to tease.
Why would she do that and then vote Harris? Why would she say she was voting
Trump
and then voting Harris? And I caught her. So and then she said, I lied to you for the last 4 years.
So you admit you intimidate
It's
people.
Over.
Oh, we got to go to break. Oh, yep. Yeah, they're signaling we have to go to break. Let's get out of here. This isn't going well.
That, I think that kind of says it all, right? Which is that there's, you know, there's a ton of men who are supporting Harris, including me. There are some guys who feel like they need to be able to control women. And control the women in their lives and control women that they'll never meet. And it's threatening to think that everyone can make up their own mind. And it's everyone's private personal decision who they're going to vote for. And I will just tell you, I've been in 32 counties in the last 2 weeks. I've been knocking on doors myself and talking to volunteers and talking to staff all over the state. And everywhere we hear reports about couples where, both have voted Republican in the past, and now there are a lot of women who are going to vote for Harris. I think this is probably a bigger deal than even shows up in the polls. And you can see in the polls a massive gender gap already. But I do think there's such a thing as the shy Harris voter, the way there used to be the shy Trump voter. I think that the way that Trump voters used to feel like they would get, you know, berated and attacked if they came out with their support for Trump, now there is no social sanction for being a Trump supporter in Wisconsin, especially in red areas in Wisconsin. But there is a fear that a lot of people have if they come out as somebody who's not supporting Trump now. But when it is just them and their conscience and that bubble that they can fill in on their ballot in the voting booth, I think a lot of people are going to vote for Harris.
And
I'd rather be Harris now.
I just have one little caveat about Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters famously was married and having an affair with the young producer he is now married to. He got her to go on a date with him because he let the air out of her tires. He's talked about it on the air. So please, Jesse, take your holier than thou, you're betraying my marriage outrage. Please take it somewhere else.
Oh my God.
I think if there's no greater suggestion or a proponent for watching the live stream, it's seeing Ben Wickler's face when he heard Jesse Waters say it's the same as an affair. But the other thing too, Ben, we've talked about, you know, we've talked about this topic a lot, but also the other thing is, you know, your vote is private. No one knows who you'll vote for. But I think it's also very important to talk to men about that too. Your dad doesn't know who you vote for. Your golf buddies don't know who you vote for. You don't have to tell them. As you said just now, vote your conscience. When you're in that little booth and it's only you and that ballot, you vote what you want and you don't have to tell anybody else. And I think it's important for men to know that too, because in so many ways that Trump is this, and I don't know why, this sense of strength and manlyhood and alpha dogticity that he's not really, but they glom onto it because they're missing something as guys. But you can just be in that booth and vote for whomever you want. And it's okay if you vote for Harris. Yes. It's fine.
It's so fine. And yeah. I think there's two big reasons for guys to do this. One is it's an act of solidarity. It's a belief in human rights because women's rights are human rights. And, you know, as guys, like, we should respect the humanity of everybody. And, you know, if there are women in the world that you love, you can do this for them, but also do it for yourself. Do it for guys. Harris is going to be way better for men than Trump is. And, you know, if your number one issue is the economy, Harris's plans will make life more affordable and give you more opportunity, not just to, you know, get support when you're down, but also to be able to actually get ahead and start a business and, you know, be your own boss and do things that a lot of people dream about. And Trump's is going to send us into recession. He's going to lift prices on everything. He's going to give tax cuts to billionaires and he's going to stick it to everybody else. So even if there's zero solidarity, you're only thinking about your own bottom line. Guys, this is the time to vote for Harris. And I think it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that you should, you know, that how you ought to vote should be only self-interest or concern for others. In this case, they line up perfectly because we are all going to do better when Harris is president. Even the wealthy will probably do better, honestly, because the size of the economy will grow. If the middle class has more strength, they'll be able to buy more stuff. So people who own companies, they might have a little bit higher taxes, pay their fair share, but they'll be paying higher taxes on a larger economy. Economic growth will be higher. It has been, if you look at the last 80 years, the 40 years under Democratic presidents have had significantly higher economic growth every year than under the Republican presidents. So it is in everyone's self-interest and in their social interest to make sure that Harris wins this election.
Oh, there you go. Bringing about facts again, Ben. Jeez. You just
Ben and his logic.
If you're just joining us, Ben Wickler is our guest. He's the chair of WISDEMS here in Wisconsin.
I think, you know, and folks who talk about the economy, and, you know, I don't worry about those billionaires and millionaires. Even if we raise their taxes a little bit, I got news for you folks. They're still going to be wealthy.
Really, really, really rich.
Wealthy beyond our imagination. And we got to worry about ourselves and the groceries we got to buy and the cars we got to afford and the homes with and the childcare. Those are the things. I'm not worried about billionaires paying more taxes. I'm worried about, can I afford to pay for what I owe right now?
And Ben, we've talked to several people about tariffs. We've been talking about tariffs for a couple of weeks, and we talked about the economics of it yesterday because a Washington Post came out with a column that said businesses are planning. They're starting to make plans to raise prices if Donald Trump imposes all of these tariffs. That's not good.
It is bad. In fact, you're absolutely right. Here's the other thing that no one's really talking about. If the U.S. starts throwing tariffs on imports from every other country, other countries are going to throw what are called retaliatory tariffs on things that we export.
Yep.
So suddenly, if you make stuff in this United States of America, it's going to be harder to sell your goods abroad because other countries are going to respond to our tariffs by responding to a trade war that Trump will have started. That's how we spin into a recession. It's harder to export and it's harder to buy stuff in that scenario. Bad for everybody.
And that would be devastating for Wisconsin farmers.
Absolutely.
It really would.
We've seen it before.
Yep.
We saw the trade war when Trump was president before. Targeted tariffs on Harley-Davidson exports. You know, targeted tariffs on like all the stuff that we make in Wisconsin because foreign countries know that if you want to punch Trump, go where the swing votes are. So those of us who live in battleground states would be hurt the most by a trade war that Trump would start. There's no reason to do that. It's just bad for everybody.
And the other thing that our guest said, his name is James Vanderloo. He said that if the tariffs are imposed, he will be on the phone the next day with businesses who will have to relocate to other countries or shut down because they will be so affected. And they know that immediately. And that was the point that hit me right in the heart because I was like, I didn't even think about that. And that's what something he deals with every day.
Well, companies have to plan ahead and companies hate chaos. They need stability. They want stability. That stability is good for business. We're going to continue our conversation with Ben Wickler with WISDEMS. He's the chair. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Yes.